It's a fantastic day for the football club, everyone associated with the club, the supporters who've had a bit of a rough time of late, and we saw that with the eruption of emotion last night at the final whistle when we had clinched it, and unbelievable effort by Tony Mowbray, all the players, all the backroom staff and all the staff, the administrative staff as well. There's been a real unity since I've come in the club just before Christmas, a real unity in the club and a great bond between on the field and off the field within the business, but also the link between the playing staff, the football management and the supporters as well has been fantastic. I think that's created the momentum to get this unbelievable record that Tony's achieved over the season.
It seems abundantly clear that everybody is pulling in the same direction this season. It could be levelled at the club, but that hasn't always been the case in recent times. How much of a difference can that make that everybody is singing from the same hymn sheet?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference, but it's driven initially by results of the first team. You know, it's a first-class carriage of the engine room of the business. If they win, everything else seems to follow from that. It picks up the staff on a Monday morning, picks up the feeling of the supporters, it picks up the vibe of the town, because it's great for the town now that Blackburn are back on the map again, albeit in a very competitive championship. So it's now about managing expectations as we move forward, but a terrific success, and you know, we've got to embrace it at the moment, continue for the next two games, because there's a chance we could still lift the title, which would be fantastic. And when players are near potentially achieving silverware, then you know they've got to make the most of it, because sometimes it don't come around too often. So still got to focus on the next two games and then celebration after Oxford, hopefully in a fullish stadium, or full if possible, because we've reduced all the ticket pricing for that. So first team drives it. Under-23s have followed online. Academy under-18s have been fantastic, and the teams throughout the academy. Women's team have come good this season as well. So overall effort and off the pitch with the Family Excellence Awards and Community Awards, it's been a great, fantastic season for Blackburn.
Would it be fair to say there's a significant weight off the shoulders of people here, because we know how much of a hit going from the Championship to League One has been for and will be for any club? And if you carry a significant wage bill, it will be a real big hit. It was important, wasn't it, to get back at the first attempt?
Vitally important. You get out of League One, where we all know budgets are tight, but you've got to hand it to the owners, the way that they backed the club, kept the infrastructure of the club strong. The team's been a really competitive squad, and since the introduction of Tony Mowbray as manager, he's brought that stability on the pitch. I was brought in, I had a little bit of lay of stability off it and leadership off the pitch as well. So experience, how Tony's managed this squad, you know, really significant. And getting back at the first attempt is a real unbelievable effort, because we all know how hard it is in football through the trauma of a relegation. Once you go down, to put the brake on, but not only do that, but to turn around and get back at the first attempt in a fairly exclusive club of teams who've done that. So, yeah, vital we got back. So delighted for everyone connected with the club.
Just in terms of it, Steve, in terms of being relegated from the Championship to League One, people will obviously look at the Premier League to the Championship and look at the huge significant differences in revenue and income. But you get the help with the parachute money, which can certainly assist you. When you go from Championship to League One, there is basically nothing, is there?
Not a lot. I mean, you get a circa 110 million over 4 years now when you drop out the Premier League. So a club like Sunderland next season will have 30 million, second payment in League One, which is unbelievable. So there's a pushing down of all different financial levels through the league. But when you fall out the Championship to League One, it's such a vast difference in terms of your TV payment money, your season tickets. You know, people are disenchanted. They get disengaged with a club. Commercially, you get a hit. So all of a sudden, the whole thing is knocked off track. So getting it back on track and doing what we've done, in the vibe this morning, not just among staff, but phone lines, everything's booked out for the last game, corporate-wise. People are queuing up outside the shop, you know. Just all on the back of success and that feel-good factor for the town. So great to see. And obviously, next season, big challenge, because it's sort of like a Prem 2 with lots of clubs with that parachute payment we just talked about. So there could be 8 or 9 with 40 million, 30 million ahead of us. So we're going to have to be smart in the transfer window. And we've restructured the recruitment department. So the work begins now, really. And we've got to focus on next season, albeit with the emphasis on trying to win the last two games.
do you have to view this as just the start? If you're Blackburn Rovers, do you have to look at it to say, actually, we've achieved promotion, yes, but the end goal is certainly not here?
Yeah, it is a start. It's the platform's been built. Sometimes it takes a little bit of a shunt backwards to get yourself put in order to build the building, to create the building blocks to then spring forward again. So I think that's what's been done this season. And I think, obviously, next season there will be a challenge, some big clubs in the league, but we've seen what Millwall have done and Chef U. So momentum is a great thing in football. And should we achieve the run till the end of the season, then hopefully that momentum will carry us forward. And if we can attract the right players and retain most of the squad, then the blend that Tony's got between experience and youth, you know, has worked well this season. But we are going up a notch where, you know, it'll still be physical, but the technical ability goes up as well. So, but it's a great challenge and everybody should be excited by it.
I've never quite known what to make of the analogy of people saying you take a step back to go perhaps two forward. In the case of Blackburn Rovers, perhaps a year in League One has done everybody a bit of good, that we are seeing more away fans than we've seen for years. We are seeing more of a connection than we've seen for an awful long time. If you'd have been, I don't know, 15th in the Championship this year, instead of winning promotion from League One, could it have been said that it wouldn't quite have been the same?
That's a real interesting question. Fans like to see their team win, whatever league they're in. But obviously, when you've got the heritage and pedigree of a football club like Blackburn Rovers, they want to see you win at the ultimate, the highest level. And that's what you've got to contend with. So, falling into League One, third tier of English football, not good enough for a club like Blackburn Rovers. However, once they see some success and some resurrection or the Phoenix rising again, then they'll get behind it. And then the momentum kicks in, and obviously you've got to finish it off, which they did last night, because it's critical to get across the finish line. And then the fans will buy into it. Next season, it's going to be tough, but hopefully we can try and manage that, and hopefully we'll have a stable platform and try to, you know, maintain Championship status next year and see where we go from there.
Fully aware of the time differences, have you been able to have a conversation yet with India, with the owners, to find out how they're feeling about it all?
Not yet, but I'm sure they're delighted as all we are, but there'll be a call later today or early in the morning to reflect on what we've done. But plans are afoot already to go to India in the next few weeks. We've been working on two lots of budgets, League One, keeping the status as it is, but obviously with the major eye on the Championship. So those discussions have already begun, but they now need to be fleshed out for the Championship next season. So we'll be heading to India with a full portfolio of different budgets and with Tony Mowbray, and seeing what we can realise for next season.
In an ideal world, everybody wants to go and see the owners who have said, right, there's an open chequebook. It's not always the case in football terms, Steve, but with Tony Mowbray's success he's had so far, do you think it's easier to persuade the owners to perhaps part with more funds than might have been suggested if there's been success delivered?
And the support that they've given the club throughout, albeit that it hasn't been reflected on the pitch, which is what fans want to see, is that they've been really supportive throughout the tenure of the ownership, and I've seen it firsthand. They've delivered everything I've asked for, but obviously it's got to be a modicum of business sense as to what we're doing. It's not just the open checkbook. We need to have a competitive squad, but we're also under the constraints of financial fair play as well. So it's not just we can spend everything in boom or bust model, because some clubs have done that. So it's got to be steady growth going through, and I'm sure with the success that Tony and the team's brought this season, there'll be a wave of optimism for next season, and hopefully that's with the ownership as well.
Yeah, so you and Tony will go together to India to sort of put your case, your opinions forward to the owners.
Yeah, we'll go across together. There'll be a delegation of three or four of us all together, but with Mike Chest in the FD and this fellow director of the club, and we'll be presenting our case for the Championship model as we deem fit under, let's say, financial fair play regulations, and seeing what budget we can have for both the squad itself and a transfer budget as well.
I remember you mentioning when we first met a couple of months ago that you would be making pretty regular visits to India. Have you been yet, Steve, or has the job here been too all-encompassing to get on the flight yet?
I went prior to joining the club to meet them, so we had a long discussion when I went to see them. Really nice people, but obviously the job here has been focused on making sure we get out to League One, make sure you have a look at the structure of the club on all sites, because it is a big organisation we've got here with a Category One academy and a senior training centre. So it's been so full on, not really time to breathe. But as the season now closes after the next 10 days, then that's a time where I'll be purely focused on discussions with the owner and flying out there with Tony and others to flesh out the budget for next year.
You mentioned Category 1 Academy there. I think some eyebrows were raised that at League 1 level, that the budget was there for the Category 1 Academy. Now you're going up to the Championship. Should that stay in place now? Was it ever in doubt that it would if you didn't go up?
Never in doubt. I'm a big ambassador for good, solid academies and producing local players or good young players coming through. So, as you say, to have a Category 1 in League 1 is an amazing commitment by the owners. But the way the academy's developed this season, what I've seen in the under-23 success, they're developing that production line of young players. Tony Mowbray is willing to put them in. There's quite a few of them being blooded this year, so hopefully that will continue as well. Obviously, the Championship's a different challenge again, so we have to think through that. But yeah, it's been a great success, and fair play to the owners for the commitment of, you know, nearly £3 million for a Category 1 academy.
You mentioned the manager there. It probably doesn't surprise you when a manager's doing well that other clubs, it appears that they're being linked with your manager. Just how important is he, integral to the progression that this club is making?
After the funding from the owners, the most important person in the club's the manager of the first team. And Tony showed all his experience, skill at what he's done in weaving his squad together. And, you know, from the trauma of relegation to get a team up, first time of asking, you know, raises his stock level in the market. But he loves the club. He knows it's a project. You can never say never, but hopefully we'll have discussions with Tony over the summer as well. But his focus is firmly on the next level with this club, and long may that continue. But obviously with success, it's not just Tony, it's with players as well. So the likes of Bradley and others coming through, that's part of the challenge of football. You don't want to fail because nobody wants failure. So when you're successful, they'll come after key staff. But hopefully we're big enough Blackburn Rovers to resist all of that and build a bit more next season.
Certainly the scars over the last few years for some people have been too much, Steve, that some people have decided that they won't be coming to Ewood Park anymore. People will never forget the past. People will never forget what's gone on. But is it important in some way that you think this promotion might just draw a line for people not maybe to refer back to what's gone on before, to look to the future? It's very difficult to forget what's happened. It's very difficult to stop being upset about what's happened from the fans' perspective. But could this be the sort of catalyst to look forward now instead of worry about what's been going on for the last best part of a decade?
I think that's a really good question and a really good point as well. I was thinking about it last night when I watched this emotion of the fans having the success of promotion on the pitch. Great credit to Doncaster Rovers, how the PA system and the announcements were handled in a real sensitive way. Now that what the fans have gone through over the last few seasons, kindly asked them to get off the pitch, handle it really well. So I did give them the plaudits in the boardroom afterwards to the CEO and the directors. But I thought, you know, is this part of the healing process? You know, can we heal the scars? Can we move forward? In recent weeks, I've met quite a few of the supporters groups to say, you know, you've protested in the 90 minutes, but can we just turn the telescope round and just focus on the pitch for 90 minutes and then we're fair game for the rest of the week, you know, me and others, but just get behind the team. And so the offer was made really of this £10 5-2 tickets for the last game was a bit like an amnesty, you know. You know, if you can lay down your qualms and get behind the team, then, you know, we'd love to do it and celebrate, get everybody to celebrate the success of the club on the game, the final home game against Oxford. You know, it will be a healing process. Some get to a point of principle where they say never, but hopefully the football will change their mind. You know, I'll try and change their mind to say support the team, support the club. People come and go, but fans stay for life, all the usual cliches. But, you know, my view is, come and support the club. They've made a hell of a difference this year, both at the home games when they've got, you know, even with 13,000, 14,000 in the stadium, a hell of a din. You know, great support. Tony Mowbray picks it up. The players are always talking about it. And the away fans on the road are nothing short of incredible. You know, just under 4,000 last night, sold out at Charlton, Fleetwood, you know, great moments. And that bond between players and supporters is so vital. It probably adds another, you know, 8 to 10 points a season. Mm. It's an intangible thing to say, but that's the sort of impact it has on the players. Mm. And the players, you know, are all given their all, along with the managers and everywhere at the club. And I think that's one thing fans do pick up. If you give it maximum effort and you fall short, then there's a bit of forgiveness. If you don't, then there's no forgiveness at all, which is understandable.
You can almost think back, Liverpool, Manchester United, your Selly would park out. If you can get close against Oxford United in League One, it shows that there's progress being made, doesn't it?
Yeah, we hope so. I think with all the success on the pitch, all the work that's gone on behind the scenes off the pitch in terms of junior memberships and engaging with all the different supporter groups, we hope that's reflected in people moving from that armchairs into chairs within the stadium, seats within the stadium, because that's a big thing now, you know, especially next generation of fans, where there's so many options of how you watch football, but we want them to be in the stadium, we want them behind the team. We've seen the impact on what the fans have done this year for the club, and we need to build on that next season.